Welcome back to the Series 7 podcast. Today we are going to share a quiz with you that corresponds with an audio lesson from the full series of audio lessons for the Series 7 Top-Off Study Guide, Audio Lessons for the New Series 7 exam. The full series of audio lessons that correspond to these quizzes is available at series7podcast.com. That's series with the number 7podcast.com. This quiz consists of questions which are answered in Lesson 55 of the Series 7 Top-Off Study Guide, Audio Lessons for the New Series 7 exam. This is a quiz on Options Part 6. Question 1. It is the writing of two calls on the same stock. A ratio strategy. B, a spread. C, a straddle. Or D, a strangle? And the answer is A ratio strategy. Question 2. In a ratio strategy, there is an unlimited potential loss on the upside. A, true. B, false. And the answer is A, true. Question 3. It is the largest option exchange and where options in the United States are traded for the most part. A, the American Stock Exchange. B, the Chicago Board Options Exchange. C, the Pacific Stock Exchange. Or D, the Philadelphia Stock Exchange. And the answer is B, the Chicago Board Options Exchange. Question 4. It is the subsidiary of the Chicago Board Options Exchange where option contracts are cleared. A, the Chicago Options Clearing Company. B, the Chicago Stock and Options Clearing Company. C, the Options Clearance Conglomerate. Or D, the Options Clearing Corporation. And the answer is D, the Options Clearing Corporation. Question 5. The Chicago Board Options Exchange only has new issues near where the stock is trading at. A, true. B, false. And the answer is A, true. Question 6. Which of the following are possible strike prices on options for a stock that trades at $300? A, $260, $280, $300, $320, and $340. B, $280, $290, $300, $310, $320. C, $290, $295, $300, $305, and $310. And finally, D, $295, $297.50, $300, $302.50, and $305. And the answer is B, $280, $290, $300, $310, and $320. Question 7. The minimum increment on option pricing is A, 10 cents, B, 25 cents, C, 50 cents, or D, a dollar? And the answer is C, 50 cents. Question 8. Options expire on blank on the third Friday of the expiration month. A, 11:59 a.m., B, 12 a.m., C, 11:59 p.m., or D, 12 p.m.? And the answer is C, 11:59 p.m., 1 minute before midnight. Question 9. This is the price at where you can buy or sell the stock when the stock option has already expired. A, the execution price. B, the exercise price. C, the spot price. Or D, the strike price. And the answer is C, the spot price, which is just the market price of the stock at the time. Question 10. Specific stocks have specific cycles or months that they trade on. A, true. B, false. And the answer is A, true. Question 11. An option issued on a cycle blank is only issued on the months of blank, April, July, and October. A, January. B, February. C, March. Or D, April. And the answer is A, January. Question 12. The higher the volatility of the stock, the lower the premium for the time value of its option. A, true. B, false. And the answer is B, false. Question 13. If you exercise your call option on a Wednesday, you'll get your stock on blank. A, Friday. B, the following Monday. C, Thursday. Or D, Wednesday, the same day. And the answer is B, the following Monday. Question 14. It is a limit on the number of contracts that an individual or a group of individuals acting in concert can acquire. A, the contract limit. B, the open interest limit. C, the option limit. Or D, the position limit. And the answer is D, the position limit. Question 15. There is a limit on the number of contracts that can be exercised within any 5 business days. A, true. B, false. And the answer is A, true. Question 16. Option contracts are not adjusted for blank. A, cash dividends. B, stock splits. C, stock dividends. Or D, option contracts are adjusted in all the above. And the answer is A, cash dividends. Question 17. You hold an option contract for a stock with a strike price of $80 a share for 100 shares. If the stock did a 2-for-1 stock split, then your option would now be for 100 shares with a strike price of $160. B, your option would now be for 200 shares with a strike price of $40. C, your option would now be for 50 shares with a strike price of $80. Or D, your option would not be affected by the stock split. And the answer is B. Your option would now be for 200 shares with a strike price of $40. Question 18. Leaps are options with longer terms than blank and have a maximum life of blank. A, 6 months and 24 months. B, 7 months and 30 months. C, 9 months and 36 months. Or D, 12 months and 48 months. And the answer is C, 9 months and 36 months. Question 19. On a given day, there are 35,000 puts traded and 50,000 calls traded. What is the put-call ratio? A, 0.07. B, 0.70. C, 0.80. Or D, 1.43. And the answer is B, 0.70. Question 20, the final question. All of the following foreign currencies are traded in a contract size of 10,000 units of the local currency except blank. A, the Australian dollar. B, the British pound. C, the Japanese yen. Or D, the French franc. And the answer is C, the Japanese yen. Thank you for listening. I hope you did well. If you need to review this topic, please re-listen to the lesson from the full series of audio lessons, which is available at series7podcast.com. and that's series with the number 7podcast.com. All quizzes and content are copyrighted by Franz Amason. All rights are reserved. No duplication may take place without the express written permission of Franz Amason. Best of luck in your studies.